Dan in Michigan has a question about a ducting system. What can we do for you?
Yeah, how you doing? I got a second basement with a garage in it. It's like above ground basement, and I have the heat vents in the ceiling. And I just wondered, is it all right to put cold duct returns in the wall towards lower to the floor and keep a little more air in there?
Well, yeah. I mean, if you're going to heat a space with a forced air system, you can't just put supply ducts in. You have to put return ducts in, too. I presume that the heated space is separated by a wall from the rest of the garage. Is that correct?
Yep.
Yeah.
It's one of the polysteel basements.
What's that?
A polysteel basement where all concrete styrofoam walls.
Okay. Oh, it's insulated concrete forms.
Yep.
Oh, that's a great house. Yeah, that's a great wall structure.
If they maintain 60 degrees, I just want to put, if I have to put cold ducts in there, it stays right at 60 degrees.
Yeah, what you should do is you need both supply and return ducts. Most people don't realize that when you're heating a house, it's not just a matter of blowing the hot air out once. That air has to go into the space, and it has to return back to the heating system to be heated again.
Well, it needs to circulate to keep it warm.
Yeah, to keep it warm, and also just to gradually bring the temperature to where you want. It doesn't happen in, like, one blast.
Uh-huh.
So, yes, you need supply and return ducts, and you'd have those professionally installed so it's done right. Okay?
Okay. All right, thank you.
You're welcome. Thanks so much for calling the Money Pit.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.